You are listening to 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is December 8th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Kitchener City Council received a masterclass in the rental housing crisis on Monday night. The Planning and Strategic Initiatives Committee reviewed several applications for developments, but it was an application for the bylaw amendment for a future development at 93 to 99 Benton Street and 39 to 43 St. George's Street, the same complex, that caught people's attention and their anger. Despite a vicious, affordable housing and eviction crisis in Kitchener City, planning staff have recommended the approval of a 13-story mixed-use building containing 96 dwelling units and which would see the demolition of 13 current affordable units. The site is close to transit, parks, and downtown Kitchener and is an excellent area in which to develop. However, given the growing homelessness population and the cost of living crisis, a long list of delegates at the meeting reminded City Council of their responsibility to this vulnerable group of residents. The applicant is Ideal Capital Limited from Mississauga, which is a self-proclaimed premium real estate developer. They were looking for approval for the building, including several amendments to Kitchener's building bylaw. Eric Schneider, a senior planner at the City of Kitchener, listed what these amendments are.
I will summarize the details of the official plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment request. To add a specific policy area to the official plan to allow an increase in floor space ratio to facilitate the redevelopment to 5.1. To establish a holding provision in the zoning bylaw to ensure a detailed noise study is completed, and to establish a site specific in the zoning bylaw for reduced yard setbacks, increased building height, and floor space ratio, establishing a building step back, a reduction in parking, and to prohibit geothermal energy systems.
The city has noted the concern for the residents and the potential displacement as a significant point of emphasis for the surrounding neighborhood and especially for the tenants themselves. The city noted, the circulation and public notice of this application is how most tenants found out about the owner's plan for redevelopment. It has been noted by current tenants that the current rental prices are significantly lower than the average market rental price in the region, and that if they were to be displaced, that many would struggle or be unable to afford rent at an average monthly market rental prices in the area.
In regards to the tenants of the existing 13 units on site, planning staff have worked to facilitate discussions between the current tenants and the applicant. Staff have encouraged the owner to prepare a plan for the transition of existing residents and to engage in direct discussions with those implicated by this proposed redevelopment of the site. Staff will continue to play a role as facilitator and continue to advocate for a fair transition of the existing tenants in order to proceed with the development in a responsible manner.
The owner of Ideal Capital and the prospective developer, Harry Dhaliwal, was initially represented at the meeting by MHBC Urban Planning Consultants. However, as questions mounted, Councillor Margaret Johnson asked that the developer speak for himself. MHBC noted that they had met with the current residents to discuss their concerns, but throughout the council meeting, it became clear the residents have asked on more than one occasion to meet with Dhaliwal himself, but Dhaliwal has not attended these meetings, nor has he been available for further discussion by email or phone. Councillor Johnson asked Dhaliwal what his plans are for the tenants. Dhaliwal described what he intends to do and how he is responsible to his shareholders' profits.
Yes, we have told our planner, and we have indicated that we will give 3 months, which is required, and then 1 month we have already offered extra. I can just break that perception of sometimes we feel that developers are from somewhere else, they are rich people. This is basically, we are trying to create an asset for the city with average people's money. And this is actually our first project in the city. And we are so happy to be investing money. And the people who are investing money, they are not like a pension fund and institution money. So I cannot make any decision without having a discussion with them that what will happen to the project if we promise this, what will happen to their profit.
Dhaliwal talked about people realizing their own potential until Councillor Paul Singh asked him to stay on topic.
I have lived in this country for 44 years, and with the idea that we all should provide the best environment for the people to realize their full potential. And I'm actually, when I came, I worked on the farm, I drove taxi, I went back to school, I started my own business, I ran as a member of parliament, I became a real estate broker, I became citizenship judge. So, and throughout this, I have been always involved in something to do with the other people. Then I feel myself, I'm not a property of my family or...
Mr. Dhaliwal, if you can try to summarize of what you might be willing to do, that was the question.
Several representatives from ACORN, the tenants' rights group, followed the MHBC and Dhaliwal's presentation. Here, ACORN representative Acer Bonaparte described how ACORN is supporting these tenants.
Currently, we've been organizing with the tenants living in Rainbow Row. The tenants living in these buildings are primarily low-income, disabled, elderly, and families, as well as new Canadians. They have been able to enjoy their stable homes for many years now, so the proposed demolition of their buildings has been a massive shock to this community. Tenants are terrified, clearly. Many have nowhere to go if they lose their home and are at a high risk of homelessness. In the wake of an ever-growing housing crisis, it is abhorrent to allow for the demolition of some of the few precious affordable housing units we have left. What we need here is not more luxury apartments and condos. We need more affordable housing, and we need to protect the affordable housing we currently have. Waterloo Region ACORN members are calling on committee members to reject the proposed demolition of these properties, protect these affordable units and the communities that depend on them.
Ryan, another delegate and another member of ACORN, expressed his frustration and tried to push council to reject the proposal.
Just vote no, right? Because if you don't, right, if you kick the can along, you talk about like mental illness and stuff. It's been shown homelessness and the threat of homelessness, direct impact on mental health, right? Like, obviously. So like, sit with that, right? If you vote to let this happen, you're gonna come and, oh, we care about evictions, we care about encampments, but you don't really then, because you've added to them.
Several residents of 99 Benton also delegated on behalf of their building. Sean was exasperated that the developer would choose to renovict and alter an existing building while there are two vacant lots nearby.
In the presentation that the planning group showed, sorry if I didn't use the right term, they neglected to mention that this property sits between two big one moderately sized vacant lot and one very big vacant lot. Okay, why are you taking this one away? I understand you want to increase the housing supply, and I get that. But you're taking away the supply that is most in need right now.
Another resident expressed despair at being evicted, noting they can barely afford rent now and that there are no other options for them if they are evicted. This epitomizes the problem with this development specifically, but also the wider situation across the city.
I can barely afford to live already. There's no middle ground for me to go anywhere else. This either stays as it is or I end up on the street. I have nowhere else. This is the only place I do have. I'm sorry. There's nothing affordable left. This is the last place I have.
Delegates also included neighbors and advocates from the Cedar Hill community who have asked the city to outright reject this proposal. Here, one of these neighbors and advocates explained the problems with cash in lieu payments.
Just from a clearly mathematical point of view, if someone is paying $1,000 a month in rent and they're given 3 or even 4 months of compensation, that's $4,000. If their rent is going to double or more than double, which is what happened when I lost my housing, then that's not going to get them very far. What are they going to do 3 months after or 4 months after they move? They're going to be back to square one. I don't think that letting go of more affordable housing is appropriate in this city. I think that we need to find other places for development that doesn't affect affordable housing, that doesn't take people out of their neighborhoods.
This delegate also described how there are now so many expensive high-rise buildings that are offering months' worth of free rent because their apartments are sitting empty.
Ads for these high-rise apartments that are expensive, and they're offering people two or two and a half months' rent. They're offering people free rent to come and rent from them. That's how much there is right now. What we need is affordable housing. That's not what's being proposed here. That's not what you're considering rezoning for. If you were, I would be all for it. But that's not what's happening here. That's not what's going to happen if this development goes through. I want council to start working for the people in this city, not some developer from Toronto. Thank you.
Two neighbors referred to a situation 30 years ago in which the city council rejected a similar real estate investment proposal. One of these delegates described how she has witnessed people trying to sleep in storage units. Such is the desperate current situation within the city.
The city needs to create an anti-displacement policy as soon as possible. Our homeless situation, it rises daily. Please don't add to it with this project. And on another note, I work at a storage facility, and I never thought I'd see this before, but we have to lock up our storage facilities because people are trying to sleep in them.
The final delegate of the evening complained about how the amendments are disrespectful to the city and the community's decided upon standards, and also provided detail concerning potential issues of shadow, ground stability, neighborhood character, and traffic safety. Against several of the delegates' wishes, City Council chose to defer the decision until the January 22nd meeting in the new year. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.